It is February 8th, 2018. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 96. I am one of the five kings, Chris, and with me we have Adam. Yo. How's it going, Adam? And we have Dave, too, kind of here.
Kind of.
And we have Ryan, who's not here.
Nope.
And we have Dave, who is here.
As a part of my official proclamation, Ryan needs to be with me at all times.
Ooh, I love it. You'd be like Tangent Leaks created forever. And
Ryan, awesome. You always have to be with me because then you could just hang out in the background and my Skype always connects. So you could just be like right over here, over my right shoulder.
I feel like I'd have to wear like giant clocks. It'd be like a Flavor Flav hype man if I'm standing behind you.
What? But you can decide what your flavor wants to be. You can come up with anything. You could be the guy who only wears shirts that are from former companies that you've worked on that you've gotten free.
Or what about the U of M shirt? Didn't you go to the U of M run?
I did. But I paid for the shirt. Or actually, I didn't. Amber bought it for me.
See, free.
I have a question for you guys. Oh. What is your yearly salary desirement to be a professional improviser?
Desirement? I love that word. It's not a word, but I love it.
He fucking improvised that shit.
That's a fucking improvised word, baby. So you have to be a professional improviser. You have to go to improvising shows 5 days a week. You have to get on stage and do improvising stuff for 1 hour a day. And you have to write jokes and not perform them because writing is not part of improvising.
So, wait.
How much do I have to pay you a yearly to make this your job for 1 year?
$50,000.
You said 1 hour a day?
No, you got it's like a normal job.
What? No, it's fucking improvising.
No.
You have to...
It's like 8 hours a day. It's a 40-hour work week.
No, listen to my words, goddammit. You don't know things. You don't know how to improvise, motherfucker.
I was improvising.
You do improvising, not knowing things. It is you have to perform 1 hour a day. That's your improvising. But that's your job. You can't have any other
job.
The
real question is what would be the proper income desirement to associate with this?
How much did Jay Leno get paid?
When he stole
$12.
Johnny Carson's job.
He didn't improvise. People wrote his shit for him.
Yeah, same thing as improvising.
No, not at all. It's complete opposite.
I'm with Dave. $50,000.
That seems really low. You guys would take that job for $50,000? Fuck, that's... You want to be... Okay, you guys have not been around improvising enough then to know how terrible it is to be around improvising.
I agree. I'm gonna say
all unmarked bills.
Well, I figure I could do that job in addition to doing my regular job too.
No, you didn't hear my secondary part. That's your job. You don't get to fucking pick a new job. Your job is you are a professional improviser 5 days a week. You do the improviser.
People have two jobs all the time.
Do I get to pick?
Not improvisers.
Not
I get
improvisers,
to pick the days.
No, you work Monday all through right, Friday, then. Every night. From 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, doing your improvising. You get together with teams. You go to lotteries. You fucking G things. You play improvising games. You do practices.
Oh, that sounds like more than 1 hour a day.
Is there
that's 1 hour a day?
Full benefits?
No benefits.
Oh shit! If it's no benefits,
I'm gonna go 120.
I'm thinking
that's my
$1.6 million a year.
I was gonna say desirement. 100 or so, but I don't like speaking in front of groups. So,
well, that's why it'd probably be higher for you, right? So I think Ryan was closer to the group. I'm gonna say 120 million. I agree.
Million.
So 120 million, and I'll become a professional improviser.
Gross domestic product of France is what I need to be paid.
What's this about? This seems like there's a conversation that happened outside of the podcast. That
if it is, it's improvised because I don't know about it.
This is about let's get the podcast started.
Ooh.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it.
Nope, I didn't have anything to talk about today, and that's the first thing that came to my mind, so there you go.
Okay.
That was how we opened the podcast.
Is it a job it is to improvise like that?
Like, professional,
you know,
improvisers.
I can see those guys, those four guys that are on fucking whose line is it?
Oh, I love that show.
Those guys are professional improvisers,
and they only work an hour a day.
Right, and they work an hour. Actually, I think they probably work an hour a week because the show's only on once a week, and then say 20 episodes. Now, Ryan, what would you be paid to be a professional magician who tries to fool somebody on a professional magician fooling show?
How many hours a week do I have to work?
like 5 minutes.
Oh, then my income desirement would be about 70K.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this originally, Mike, I think this is on my mind because my sister is like, hey, my job's hired. You should come do my job with me and be a database person and that interfaces with people. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I don't love my job, but I love the culture of my job. How I can, my hours aren't like super rigid. I can go in like, you know, workout clothes, and that's how my workout attire is. So I was thinking to myself, what would I have to get paid to go to this new job? And she came up with some interesting stuff. She's like, well, I just wear t-shirts as well and jeans to work as well, and people work from home all the time, so it's pretty flexible. So then I said to myself, self, how much would it cost for you to leave your job in order to take this new role that's, you know what, it's different and it's something else, and what outrageous number would I pick and be like, hey, if you guys want to give me this much money, whatever. That's what I was thinking.
It's a good thought to have.
Do you have to have any formal training?
Yes, you must be a professional improviser for at least 1 hour a week.
Did you decide to pursue further?
Probably not, but you never know. However, I did. Amy sent us an application for The Wall, so I filled that out.
Is that like the Great Wall of China? What's The Wall?
No,
it's that stupid fucking game show where they made Plinko into a game show. Yeah?
But the question is, who would be in the booth? You or Amy?
Their application was actually pretty long, and I bet you it weeds out people who are like, ah, this sounds cool, because it's like 5 pages long, full of a bunch of questions that are like not yes or no, but like
open-ended
real questions, like essay questions kind of thing. So yeah, I expect a call from them any day now.
So.
Yeah. They'll be the one couple that comes home with $0.
Oh, no, that happens a lot. That happens a lot.
I've never seen the show.
Okay, well, let me tell you about it, and then you guys can tell me mathematically what you think would be the best part of when we go on there, what you think would be the best thing to do. So basically, Adam, here's what happens. Okay. One of the two people goes into a soundproof room to answer questions, right? Mm-hmm. You get the answers to the other person gets the answers to the questions first, but not the question itself. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then they say, where would you like to drop this ball from? Like Plinko style, and then there's numbers arrayed. And if you get it right, you get that much money bonus. If you get it wrong, you get that much money.
What do you mean if you get it right? If you get what right?
If you get the question right. If your partner gets
the 20 questions.
So their partner sees an answer.
Or the answer right.
Wait, I thought someone had the answer.
Okay, the partner sees 4 possible answers. You see you just see the 4 possible answers, right?
Are you in the room or are they in the room?
Okay, I'm gonna stop talking just on theory and actually show you what's gonna happen. Me and Dave are in a we go on the wall because we're broing out like crazy. Right. And they're like, why do you guys deserve to be on the wall? And I'm like, because we're bros, bitch. So it's me and Dave, we're on the wall. Dave, being a master of trivia, goes into the sound booth area, right? Also, they want the person on the stage to be like the guy who's jumping up into the hype man. The guy jumping up and down. So they'll say to me, Chris, Dave is in the soundproof room. Here are the 4 possible answers to the question. Blue, white, red, or green. And I'll say, ooh, Dave's pretty good at colors. I'm going to drop a ball further to the right because I think Dave's more likely to get this and the higher values are to the right. So then the question will come and the question will be like, Dave, what is the absence of all colors? Blue, red, white, or green? And Dave would say,
white.
The absence of all colors is black.
You'd say none of the above.
Exactly. And Dave would break the game and we'd get all the money on the wall.
And they'd be like, sorry, woo! Sir. Go home. And I would just be freaking out in the booth and there'd be blood everywhere. And the sir, did you send the thing? And I was like, oh yeah, I sent the thing like a long time ago. We get $8.
But But here's the thing that here's the question mathematically that I find interesting, okay? The more questions you get right, the more your guaranteed money goes up, okay? Yep. The more questions you get right, the more money you're likely to have positive on the wall at the end, because you're dropping balls that give you extra money, right?
Balls.
No, it's true.
It's true, it's true.
So the more money you get right, the more questions you get right, the more guaranteed money you get. The more questions you get right, also the more balls that are going to give you positive money, so theoretically you should get more money
as
well.
Wait, you get balls if you get them right?
Balls.
That's the Plinko.
Yes, because the Plinko balls chips. Drop Plinko style, and that's how much money you get at the end,
right? But you get more balls if you get it right?
You get
yes, because they turn green, which gives you positive money. If you get it wrong, they turn red, which gives you negative money.
Yeah, there are also a couple rounds where you can choose to double or triple.
We're not even going to talk about that right now, but yes, you are correct.
In that situation, Chris, I think you should be the one answering the questions, because you would probably have more logic to the question.
No. Dave would definitely be better. Here's the actual question to me. So that guaranteed money you only get if you sign the contract. And if you sign the contract, this is the person that's in isolation. They don't know how much money's left on the wall at the end. If you sign the contract, you don't get the money on the wall. You get the guaranteed money, which theoretically should be going up. You get $20,000 for every single one you get right. But also, you should probably have a lot extra money on the wall as well, because you got more right than wrong. You know what I mean?
I agree.
I get it.
I like it.
So what is it best to do? Let's say you feel like you got a whole bunch of questions right. Mm-hmm. Is it best to take the guarantee money, which went up incrementally $20,000 apiece, or is it best to take the wall money, which went up most likely because it's Plinko style going up, but you don't know how much it went up? So I don't know.
I always take the wall, because the worst case scenario is you go home with what you came there with. Nothing.
Your wife? That's terrible.
I'm going to say bet on black.
That's a good answer.
I think it depends on what the Plinko bonuses are, obviously, and what the guaranteed bonuses are.
Each round it changes. Each round the money on the bottom changes.
The maximum you can win, I think, is something in the round of like $9 million.
I'm going to go with Dave 2 on this. Because...
What's that? He's going to go with Dave to the wall. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, obviously. No, I'm going to say Dave 2 is right. You always pick the wall. Because no matter what, you're leaving with what you came with.
But put it this way: if you don't pick the wall, you're going home with probably around $100,000. That's like average of what people, even if they answer a bunch of questions wrong. Mm-hmm. Where you could be going home with like several $1 million.
But when do you decide? You decide at the end.
The person in isolation decides at the end, after they figure out how many they figure they got so many questions right, or so many questions
they don't. Yes. They don't know how many questions they got right. They just have to guess.
Well, so I guess they probably do it based on if they feel like they answered a ton right.
But that's my point. If you answered a ton right, are you more likely to take the guaranteed money, which is more, or the guaranteed wall, which is also going to be more because you turn more balls green than red?
Can the partner signal the other partner in a discreet fashion?
No, they don't even get to look. They don't get to look at each other. They're in isolation and shit.
Huh.
I mean, unless you have some sort of psychic connection, maybe that could do it.
Do you hear each other like when you answer questions and stuff? No.
Well, no, that's cheating.
Complete isolation. You don't hear anything.
Huh.
Yeah, it's interesting, because I was thinking to myself, wow, if I answered a bunch of questions, like, let's say I answer 6 questions, like, that means I guaranteed to go home with like $180,000. But I also turned 6 extra balls green, possibly, as Dave was saying, doubling up or tripling up and getting like 9 extra balls green, which could fall into $1 million slots, which means I could have millions of dollars and more likely to have a positive number on the wall. So I don't know. It's a very interesting question, which me and Amy are going to have to decide once they call.
Well,
why would you go with Amy? We've already set up a way better team right now.
Yes, but you have to first get onto it, and the way they get onto it is like, let's hear what kind of social justice stuff you're doing in your life.
What?
Or your story?
Yeah, that's what they. Or your sad story.
Okay,
that's what
I'll
pick,
say.
Basically.
You know what I really do? I have a job making sure people who can't walk get the ability to properly interact with society.
That's pretty good until they meet you, and then they're like, fuck this guy, man. He's just, look at him. He's all heart. He's all robot. He's no heart.
And I'll be like, no, actually, if you want to read a true robot, it's this guy. beep, boop, 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 and Ryan is doing that cool robot dance. I actually, just looking at the numbers really quick on here, I think, because there's tons of zeros on the final bank total, I think the total, taking the offer might be your better bet, average-wise.
Well, I feel like most people do, but I also feel like people that are really dumb. So what? Read me like the final bank totals that they went home with or whatever. Or...
All right, let's see. First episode, it's like it was 165. Was 165 was the offer. They went home with 1.3. The next one, there was 115 that was offered. They went home with zero. Then 50, they went home with 529, 135.
These numbers are coming too quick. I can't keep up. So basically, is there who went home? How many times were there zero on the wall?
First season, 2 out of 10. Second season, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of 19.
They got cocky.
And so far, this or the holiday specials, it was half, 50-50 out of two, 1 out of 2.
I'm gonna.
And how many times did people go home with zero? Well, that's not going to matter, because we don't know if they accepted or not, or rejected or not. Never mind.
I'm going to say if you want to...
Wikipedia has contract decisions, whether it was rejected or not.
I'm looking at that Wikipedia. Yep.
What's
I'm going to say if you want to stay married to your wife, this is probably not a good show to go on.
I don't know, man.
You don't even get attacked to each other. How much trouble can you get into?
Well, what...
Because let's say she's standing outside and she's got, oh my god, there's $5 million on the wall, and you're like, I'm going to take the $180,000. Then you come out and she's like, you fucking took the $180,000? God damn, we had $5 million on the wall. I hate you 5 million times.
Yeah, you'd have to agree to not do that, I think.
You'd have to agree to not be emotional.
Five total couples left went home with zero.
Out of how many?
29.
31.
I think the actual question should be, how many went home with less money than they would have if they would have taken the total on the wall?
Five. It's color-coded.
Oh, yep. Really?
The contestants left with the smaller possible amount were five, and they all happened to correspond with they had zero as a final bank total. And that's what they ended up walking home.
That's pretty good. That's like, what, 7% chance of not getting it?
Well, that's a lot of them probably take the deal. They take the guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. And, yep. But I don't know. I'd like to know how many times the guaranteed money is less than the
Oh, okay, wall. Actually, so...
Or more than the
right,
wall.
One... The wall. I can do this.
Where does it show the wall on this Wikipedia page? I'm looking at it. Which one's the wall column?
Four,
you're looking up the wall for the R.J.R. Martin.
It show you a link, but I can't even put anything
six,
in the
six out of 31.
Chat. So 6 out of 31 times, 31 times they went home with less money than on the wall.
Yes.
Or what did I ask?
Well, where the offer was more than the wall.
The offer was more. So more likely the offer. Wait, will be less than the wall.
More likely the wall will be more than the offer.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. See, that's good knowledge. It's good information to have.
Hmm.
But it looks about the average. Doing quick is 130 and change will be your total offer.
Huh. Okay. That's interesting. Because
the low is 55,000 and the high was 195.
Wait, what? Where's the wall total on that picture? Dave.
Then, oh yeah,
the final bank total is considered the wall.
Oh, I see.
And there's like four of them that was over $1 million, and they didn't take it, or did they? Did they even take it? Oh, the contestant
won
over
it.
$1 million. Yeah.
Yeah. Rejected is the contract.
Heck. Oh, that's the one I watched. Was this season 18 where number 18 where they took the $89,000 and there was $899,000 on the wall. I see. It kind of looks like more people reject the offer, actually. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, like 2 to 1, they reject the guarantee and take the whatever's on the wall, which seems to be the right thing to do. Ugh, this game show is going down, if everybody knows how to play it already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going. I'm gonna go on the Price is Right. It's easier.
Are you still doing that kill dump fuck or whatever?
Fuck yeah, in my mind every day. Killed.
What? I don't know what, you, what would you, your wheel price is like.
You're oh, terrible at it. Let's move on.
I do like the new version. Kill dumb fuck.
So tell me about what's going on in the fucking pop culture this week, guys.
Good amount of trailers came out.
Holy shit! A lot of trailers came out.
Deadpool trailer with Cable is really funny. Basically, there's yeah, because there's a shot where he didn't have the CG on his arm done, his robot arm, and they're like, wait a minute, we don't have the CG done? I'll just show you what's happening, and he's just playing with the action figures. He's like, here I come.
Generation powers activate.
Right, and Deadpool is dressed up as like as Woody from Toy Story. He's like, put your hands up. That was really funny.
Reach for the skies.
Yep. It was really funny. The Venom trailer came out, which was the first teaser of Sony not connecting their movie to the Marvel universe, even though Marvel probably should just buy Sony too. So it is a, I'm not sure how they're gonna do it, but I think it's standalone, so I don't think Spider-Man's gonna ever show up in it. But it's about the symbiote that came and became Venom.
Turned Spider-Man into emo Spider-Man. I remember that show.
I awesome. Think they're just skipping that part.
It's actually a different tale of the origin story that happens later in the Agent Venom comic series. So instead of being brought back to Earth through the space shuttle, it's actually a crash landing. A medical facility gets a hold of it, and they end up testing and experimenting. That's how they get Carnage and stuff like that.
Because, yeah, there's all the cinema, the symbiote splits and creates a bunch of bad versions and stuff like that. So then Venom, being the cool 90s guy, I'm like, look at me, I'm totally a badass and killing people, is like the anti-hero and stuff like that. And then the Jessica Jones Season 2 trailer came out.
So she drank more?
Oh yeah, she drinks in like the first 5 seconds. She's already breaking glasses.
Is Moriarty back for this or
Moriarty?
Man.
I'm not sure, but there is a shot at the very end of the trailer that it may or may not be him.
There have been leaked photos of him appearing on set,
right? But it could just be him. Yeah, it could be just memories because she does flashback a lot in this show.
It sounds like it's like her origin story this time.
Right, yep, because you find out how she got her powers and stuff like that. So, and remember the big this I thought was funny for Ryan, a little bit. Remember the big thing where it's like they Henry Cavill, who played Superman, had to go back and film stuff, but they wouldn't let him shave his mustache, so they had to spend a bunch of money CGing out his mustache, right?
Horrible CG.
Basically, a guy took footage of like the movie. And basically, with $500 in software, and did a better job of CGing out his mustache than like a big multi-billion-dollar company.
$300 million.
Right, he's all like $300 million versus $500.
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So he taught. It's like it's not explained in the RR in the thing, but he has a link to it. It's like how he taught his AI. He taught an AI to go through frame by frame and basically take out the mustache, as opposed to going in there and then them basically like using a magic eraser and erasing it. He just taught an AI program to go in there and erase the facial hair that was on his face.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
You should send me that link.
It's on there.
The link is on there, but then there's you can. I think he has a link in the thing.
Yeah, 30 million compared to 50. It looks identical.
That's very funny.
That is funny. Did you guys click on this Janeway photo yet?
I have nothing in my Skype chat.
Me neither. That's why I
connected. I can't even post it.
It's an episode of Voyager where they're following a rust trail
in space. They're like, how is there rust in space with no oxygen?
and then they find that Volkswagen Beetle or Volkswagen minivan, and Tom Paris takes it into the bay and rebuilt it, except for this time they found the Tesla.
Yes. So, hey, did we talk about the Super Bowl last week or no?
The what?
Did we talk about the Super Bowl of commercials?
The what?
Because that just happened.
Did it?
I mean, there were a couple that came out, this is the week after.
Yes, this is
Super Bowl was just Sunday?
Yes.
Seriously, it's only been 4 days since the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yes.
They're still tearing down.
It feels like it was a lot longer.
It's been 4 days since Philadelphia destroyed their own shit. Which is
and then they did it again today.
And that dude ate horseshit.
Yes, he ate horseshit. We all know that there are certain Philadelphia fans that are fucking retarded.
Okay, seriously, I've been off the internet or something because I didn't see any of this.
A cop on a horse. The horse took a shit. The guy got all so drunk and was hyped up. Was like, "Bah!" And everyone's like, "Do it! Philadelphia Eagles won!" And that is the argument to get someone to fucking eat horseshit is. The Philadelphia Eagles won something, so eat horse shit.
Oh, gross. Yeah.
Okay, well, we all know that Philadelphia is stupid, and I'm glad for their good fans. I'm sad for their shitty fans, and I don't want their shitty fans to be acknowledged, but whatever. So what were some of the good commercials and bad commercials from the Super Bowl? I mean, I told you guys about my awesome TiVo button that allowed me to skip all the football and just watch the commercials, which I think was fucking genius. Right. So what were some of the good commercials you thought were good and some of the... Let's start with the good ones. What were some of the good ones you saw, if you saw any? I honestly don't remember a lot of them. You have to remind me.
I like the Peter Dinklage Doritos commercial. I thought was good, where he was rapping a little Busta Rhymes. And then you were like, yeah, okay, this is pretty good. It's pretty good. And then all of a sudden, the new Mountain Dew flavor came out, and it's Morgan Freeman rapping a little Missy Elliott. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, a little bit of fire and ice.
Yeah, I like the Tide commercials. I thought the Tide commercials were really good.
Yeah, I think Tide won to me. Because they basically turned every ad into their
ad. Like, that was the whole thing. Genius. It was just like, hello, this is... No, it's a Tide commercial. And it's the horse is like 8 feet long. It's like, get off my horse. It's like, no.
Yeah, I had a hard time watching them. Like, there's too much chaos and the sound wasn't very loud where we were at, so...
Yeah, I went back and watched them on mine because that's where I found the TiVo button. I was like, I don't gotta watch football. I just watch these commercials.
I liked the Amazon Alexa loses her voice. So they had a bunch of celebrities, taking over for Alexa, but they're just like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. Fuck you. Have fun.
Oh, whoops. Let me fix that.
I thought it was cool that we were all trolled by Australia. I think that was fucking genius.
It was fucking good, man.
Yeah, they're all like, we're basically making Crocodile Dundee 3. Nope, just kidding. It's just an ad for Australia. That was really good.
The touchdown celebration between Odell Beckham and Manning with the whole Dirty Dancing scene.
Yeah, that was good. I didn't want that to be good, but I found myself laughing, which means they did a really good job with it.
Actually, I really liked the Chris Pratt Michelob Ultra, where he shows up and he's like, yeah, I'm Chris Pratt, and you're like, yeah, you're an extra. So then for the next bunch of, like, he shows up in the background of every Michelob Ultra commercial.
Yeah, that was awesome, because he assumed he was going to be, he's like, I got the part, he assumed he's going to be the star, and he's just an extra. In the background. That was really good, actually.
I know a lot of people didn't like the Bud Light Bud Knight commercial, where the Bud Knight shows up.
I didn't get it. Is it just because it's called Bud Knight?
Well, so he shows up, right? It's the middle of the battle, and everyone's like, the Bud Light side's like, yay, the Knight's here. And he goes down the field, and he just goes into the liquor store and grabs some Bud Light, and he's like, they're like, are you going to stay and fight? He's like, well, no, I got this party thing I'm going to do. You guys are all invited if you survive. And they're like, we're not going to survive. And then he does his little magic thing and kills everybody else. And they all can go party.
Yeah, I saw that one. It didn't hit me in any particular way. I wasn't like, oh, yay.
But I'm sure... I thought it was a kick. It was. I thought it was just the perfect amount of kick in the crotch to Minnesota football fans. The Dodge Ram commercial, which is the Vikings are like, and they're on their way. Yeah. They're towing a Dodge. They're like, and they're like driving towards Minneapolis, getting ready to go to something. I don't know what it could possibly be. And all of a sudden, they get an update and they turn around that they're not going to Minneapolis.
Why would they not go to Minneapolis? That's their home.
The Vikings lost.
Lost.
Because the Vikings aren't, they lost. They
like, the Vikings were conquering everything. It was like, babe, basically the Vikings conquering everything, and then all of a sudden they just lost.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And yeah, there's probably a few that I missed too. I don't know. What about the ones that were just dumb or didn't appeal to you in any way?
Oh, the super, like, fucking pro, super pro America fucking WeatherTech one.
I don't know.
WeatherTech is this company that builds, like, you basically send what kind of car you have, and it builds, like, a plastic, like, little thing that's put into the floor car that you can, you know, floor mats, but they're, like, specially, they're perfectly designed to fit into your car. Yeah. And it's basically, the commercial is, like, it's showing this, like, really super, patriotic imagery of them building some sort of building a wall with an America flags all over the place, and it's like, and then it's them building a new WeatherTech facility. It's all like WeatherTech building, you know, companies in America. You know, isn't that what we're supposed to do?
I did see that one. You're right.
Like, what the fuck? Fuck this shit.
I was mostly confused. I'm like, wait, what? you built your shit here. And then you want props for that? Is that what you're going for here, I guess?
Right. I thought Pepsi and Coca-Cola ones weren't all that great this year.
Hey, remember, did they used to do... Do they no longer do the thing where they give, like, a startup a commercial? Remember how they GoDaddy originally got that startup and then... And then they... Or they won the commercial spot. Did they not do that anymore? Like, somebody wins a commercial spot?
I don't know.
I also don't know.
But
good talk. the ones that were really preachy, I didn't really care for. Even if they were preachy for me, like there was basically that anti-Trump ad that was just a bunch of babies, and they talked over the babies.
Right.
It's just a bunch of babies. And it's like it showed you're gonna love who you want to love, and you're gonna be who you want to be. And it's like everything that Trump stands against, no matter where you're from, and who, and it just seemed like preachy and dumb. Like, right. I don't need that. Even if I agree with it, I don't really need it.
Yeah.
Oh, or the one, the fucking where they got taken back and they're like, "You bought a Hyundai. Thanks for making cancer good." And they gave each other hugs.
Right. And the thing is, yeah. I 100% like that. I'm like, yeah, dude, give money to cancer research. That's great. I don't really care. Need to see it because it's not funny. I want my shit. I want my commercials to be funny, or to be about movies I'm going to see in the summer. Pretty much what I want to see.
All
right. Ryan, they had a Westworld trailer, though. That was fucking good, buddy.
I like that show.
I know. That's why I referenced you specifically.
And there's a lot of question about where they're going to take the new season. It's like it's at a changing point. An inflection point, if you will.
I did think that how they were like, all right, Netflix... Hey, remember Cloverfield? Remember that shit? We got a movie debuting as soon as this show is over. Which was like the fastest debut on a Netflix thing I think ever. It's just like,
did they say that? I didn't catch that. I did catch that they had a Cloverfield thing. But
yeah, like, it was basically saying like, as soon as the Super Bowl is over, watch this shit. I haven't watched it. I don't know if it's any good, but it happened so fast. They don't care because. They're gonna get people are gonna watch it because it didn't had time to get bad ratings.
Yeah, I didn't watch that yet. Anybody watch that yet?
No,
not yet.
I've heard a few things, but I'll have to go and watch it for myself.
Yeah. Oh, and then the one that people hated was basically using Dr. King's speech to sell trucks.
Oh, yeah.
It's just his words over trucks, and I'm like, that's right, we're all created equal except for this truck. It's created above the best.
Yeah, and if you don't buy this truck, you ain't worthy. Get out of here.
It just seems such bad taste. Right,
you, and, I'm looking at you. You know how I'm looking at you. You're not gonna get. You're not gonna get a good credit rating. You're not gonna get this
get out of this truck.
For the people who care, which is four of us, what do people think of the Solo trailer?
I thought it was pretty badass.
Like when you watched it on Monday, because the teaser was a teaser.
So, my thoughts are, for me, Star Wars is about having fun. That movie looks like it should be having fun. So, I will probably like it.
I think they are going the way of Rogue One, and I thoroughly enjoyed Rogue One, so right. I may thoroughly enjoy this.
You may? I may.
Lando looks pimp as ass, and the mother of dragons, if she's naked in this movie, that'd be awesome, but we know that.
It's Disney. They're not going to do that.
Just said that.
I don't know if you guys have the trailer pulled up, but here, I'll link it, just so we look at the same one. It's on YouTube. At 36 seconds, there's a person that jumps in the chair.
Yep.
Is that a person we know?
Hold on. 36.
I mean, it's very quick.
Uh-huh. See that?
Does look like that lady.
That's Chewbacca.
That's what Amy was wondering.
It looks like her, but I don't know that it is.
What lady? Rose?
Oh, no. It's like a monkey.
Yes, Rose.
It's totally not that one chick you're thinking of.
You don't think so?
Well, I froze it. Maz? I froze screened it on it.
Oh, no, Maz?
It's not Maz.
It's not Maz.
It looks, especially with the glasses or the goggles, they're throwing me off here.
It has four arms.
I was noticing that.
She might have four arms back then. She might lose them.
Yeah, that's true.
I see what you're saying.
She might lose them, yes.
Yeah. What occurred to me was that the inside of the Falcon was so clean.
Right. I know.
Wait a minute. This fucking ship's not super clean. That's cool. I like that.
And the fact that the gunwales weren't there. That's pretty cool.
Right. He hasn't done his, like,
mod.
Done a lot of special... what do you say?
Special modifications. But if you look at the, like, right around... Let me see... Like 2:20. I'm sorry. Like a minute 15, where it shows the Falcon.
Yeah. It's
so you know in the front it's like a pretty much it's like a teardrop, right? In the front of it, there's that cavity on the tip of it. That cavity is filled in. Mm. So yeah, he modified something in there.
Who's Daenerys?
I still.
What's that, Ren?
She's the mother of dragons.
Yeah, but who is she in this?
What a weird question to bring up during Star Wars.
Who is she in Star Wars?
We don't know yet.
She plays someone. Her name is Kira.
Spelled with a Q.
Q-I-apostrophe-R-A.
The best shot for me is the suave gentleman at 35 seconds.
Oh, I know. He is looking suave as a motherfucker. Look at that.
Like, I'm gonna steal this motherfucking movie from you.
I don't know why they called it Solo. It's all gonna be about Lando anyway.
Yeah, you stole the Falcon. I stole the movie. That's pretty good, actually. You guys,
you did. Look at that. You know what? All right, let's figure out exactly how much money you made off of that improv.
I was a little disappointed by the whole fact that they're flying through a fucking like giant space creature at the end, but that's just me. It'll be fun regardless.
Maybe that's the Kessel Run. I don't know.
No, the Kessel Run is like a nebula.
I was kidding. What if that is a nebula and there's a creature inside the nebula?
It might be.
And that's why it's dangerous. I was thinking about this the other day.
Yep.
In Star Trek, especially, but sometimes in Star Wars, they're like, we need to go into this nebula to avoid detection. Yep.
Okay. Right?
And, like, sometimes they'll show ships, like, passing, but they can't see them because it's a nebula. You know how fucking big nebulas are? Nebulas are, like, bigger than solar systems.
Yeah.
And they're, like, just passing one another. Right. Like, what the fuck? Like, once we have to get through this nebula at our normal speed, like, it would take years.
I'm sorry. I should have said Kessel Run is close to a black hole. So the thing they're doing is traveling around the black hole in the fastest time.
Yes. So this is the ship that made the Kessel run in 14 parsecs. 12 parsecs. But no, I like that. I like the Jurassic World one was just more dinosaurs, which is fine.
Had it up to here with dinosaurs, Derek. And I've also had it up to here with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Yeah. Well, I have not. I enjoy dinosaurs and will always enjoy dinosaurs regardless of what they're doing.
Have you guys watched Snakes on a Plane recently? Because I watched it the other day and it holds up. It might have been this peak of cinematic performance if you think about it. If you actually go through scene by scene, it's probably the peak of cinematic performance. There's snakes on a fucking plane. I mean, come on. It's genius.
I'm going to take your word for it.
You've never seen Snakes on a Plane?
I have. It was theatrical genius. You're right.
I hate you.
Yeah, dude.
Sometimes you ever feel like sometimes you're just talking to yourself? Everyone else is looking up fucking shit on the internet.
Yeah, every first Tuesday of the month.
Sad trombone.
I'm immune to that. I'm there all the time. Like the only one who's not on my phone.
Well, you can't give me a piece of paper and with a bunch of numbers on there and say, break the system.
Yes, I can.
That's not how my mind works. You tell me to break something, it don't try matter. And break it, or at least find something fun about it. It's like putting a computer in front of Ryan and say, I bet you can't hack this thing. And he goes, I'm the greatest hacker of all time. And he goes, like, whoosh, serial killer. Maybe he says, hack the planet. It hacked the planet. And he's all like, risk. Risk is good.
Risk architecture is going to change everything. Risk is good. That movie's genius. I love that movie. It's so good.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, did anybody watch this Natalie Portman number 2 rap?
That was fucking so fun. I love her. I love the fact that after her first rap, it made me want to have sex with her. Her second rap made me want to go see her movie. I never wanted to see her movie until she made her second rap. Now I want to see her Annihilation movie.
Annihilation.
So good.
Yeah, it's fucking genius of a rap.
Yeah, it's fun.
Portman, I'm glad they did that. Portman. clickbait. It's pretty good. Ryan, are you watching it right now? Because you totally
of course he is. Yeah. He's always been doing is watching trailers Ryan, and commercials like, trying to get
I'm not able to watch shows.
Thursday night is when he gets caught up.
Interesting.
Well, I'm all done I'm done. I don't know about you guys. Anybody playing any new games or anything?
No.
They did announce that the creators of the Game of Thrones series on HBO are going to also be making Star Wars films. Like, Star Wars films.
Who is making it?
Will be dragons?
Space dragons? Fuck it.
Space dragons.
You said HBO's going to do that?
No. Like well,
the creators of Game of Thrones...
Oh, okay.
And they released things just so they weren't considered George R. R. Martin. They said, like, all right, guys, yeah, we're totally going to do this after we're done with Game of Thrones stuff. So don't get all pissy. It's all like, Game of Thrones delayed until 2021. Don't worry. We're making Star Wars films and stuff.
But, I mean, let's go back to this Natalie rap. The best part's got to be when she's like, say another motherfucking thing about it, the prequel. And Jar Jar's in there.
Well, Jar Jar's actually makes a cameo at that point.
She's dressed up as Queen Amidala.
Right. I just like that she said, say something fucking about the prequel.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Tide Pods is the only thing I'd fucking snack on.
Yeah.
There's a couple good lines in there. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, since you guys asked, Civilization 6 came out with a new update last night.
Well, I talked to you last night, and I said, what's new about it? And you're like, I don't know. Well, I didn't know. Bunch of shit.
Because they don't just like make, oh, there's a new civilization out. They changed a bunch of shit. They did. They changed a bunch. They made that era thing in, so you can enter golden eras and dark ages and stuff like that, which is kind of neat. interesting. They have governors, which adds a new element to it and stuff, and they revamped a lot of the systems and stuff.
Governators.
Can you make Ryan a governor?
No.
What if...
I've already made Ryan my ringtone. I'm not going to make him a governor.
What do you mean like, they make governors? Like, they, like, you have states and you get governors, and they have bonus powers or something?
Okay, Jesus.
It's weird. It's like random. It's like, to me, it's like you could have picked any position and it's governor. Like, I don't know. It's strange.
So, because cities have governors?
Cities don't have governors.
City states do?
Yeah, they do.
They can.
Most cities in the world have governors.
We have mayors.
The name not may America. Change, like, to mayor. Yeah, no, we just change it to mayor, but it's still a governor.
Okay, and then they give you bonuses and stuff like that? Is that what's, or they have certain skills?
Yes.
Usually a plus in charisma, maybe wisdom.
Yes. Minus in strength, yes.
I see.
Ooh, city-states rebel. There's, like, this new loyalty system for states and or for cities and stuff. It's pretty cool. I like it so far. I mean, I'm not too far into it or anything.
Cool.
I'll give you one. So, I'll give you
I
one.
Asked one question about governors. You're like, all right, I want you to talk, but don't say questions about governors, because that's the stupidest fucking question I've ever heard.
Well, I don't mind questions, but dumb questions. Come on. Why'd you say governors? Governors are a fucking dumb word to say. Why'd you say governors?
I just didn't understand. Like, you said they got governors, and I was like, wait, that just feels like it needs more explanation.
All right.
It's a civilization. They have leaders.
Have they ever had leaders in the past? Did they have leaders in the past?
Kings.
What do you mean by
like,
that?
Like, sort of figureheads that exist on city-states that have powers or not in civilization.
So every civilization that you start with, since Civilization 1 has had a leader, right?
Like, one leader? Like,
yeah, like one leader. That the leader of your civilization. So if you play in India, you're probably going to be either Gandhi or somebody else, and Gandhi is going to give you bonuses, and the other guy is going to give you bonuses.
Yep.
So I started a game as America, and I'm one of the people you can choose from as your civilization leader is George Washington, who gives you certain bonuses for your entire empire, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is that what you meant by leader?
Yeah, no, I clarified that my question wasn't stupid, even though Adam
played
it.
Clarify that you've never fucking played Civilization in your life.
I played Civ 2 1,000 years ago. I don't remember anything about it. Civ 2.
It's been a while. I'll buy that. Yeah.
All right. Civ 2, greatest.
It's been a while.
Adam, did you want to share this with the
group? Yes. Okay. Everybody loves PUBG, right? Fortnite surpassed PUBG in current players. So
cool. How'd you hear about that game? It sounded pretty cool.
Chris told me.
Yeah.
And then, so this was on Sunday. It passed. Passed up PUBG, and then it crashed the system.
That's awesome.
So, it's pretty good that they actually are doing that good. It's bad that their servers aren't doing that good, but...
Yeah. On that link that you posted, the next one was Civilization VI, the expansion, and the quick synopsis is a tumultuous expansion that finally introduces golf to Civilization. Because you can play the Scottish and you get golf courses.
Oh, that's
pretty good.
Cool.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It'd be fun if they had a metagame in it where you could play golf.
In what?
In Civ.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What else? Anything else? Or are we pretty much done with this part? Have we seen a movie this week? Is there a movie that comes out
next
Friday?
Week?
Yeah,
next week is Black Panther.
Yeah, don't you have something Friday anyway? Okay. Aren't you doing? Yeah,
me?
Aren't you doing something Friday? Nope. I thought you were doing something Friday.
I'm free. I'm free as a bird.
Like the song?
Free bird.
Somebody, the people at work today were like, "Hey, Chris, is Tom Petty a name?"
What?
I was like yeah, "What?" Like, is it Tom Petty? Is that somebody? I'm like, yeah. He's pretty famous. He died this year or earlier last year. They're like, I knew Tom Petty was a name. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
What else? What do they think it was, like a phrase? Like, go get all Tom Petty on me, and they're like,
I think they were talking, like, and they're like, what's that guy's name? Tom Arnold? No, Tom...
Wait.
Bombadil? No, Tom Petty. Bombadil. Tom Petty doesn't sound
I
right.
I don't think they would ever say Tom Arnold or Tom Bombadil.
but hey, I was like, giving you an example.
I like where you went.
Tom Bombadil. I do like Tom Bombadil.
Did you guys see the new updates that's coming to the league, too? There's actually, it's pretty extensive with all the new AP items and shit that they're putting out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like redoing a lot of shit. Apparently, Akali's even more broken.
When does that happen? Has it already happened, or are they...
I don't know. I don't know if it was last expansion, or if it was... It's still in the test servers. I'm not positive. I just saw a guy playing with him today. Wait, he was doing ranked, though. It's gotta be out, doesn't it? Or maybe he was just doing that on the test servers. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you do that, but... And they have the big event, the Lunar Revel event.
Oh, yeah, that's back.
Yep. So you can,
what,
like...
What is that one?
That's one where everything's, like, Chinese-looking.
Racist much? Jesus Christ.
Well, it looks Chinese.
Yeah, if you're racist.
Or, yeah.
Or Ryan Thomas.
Ryan, what, does that look Chinese?
I don't see any links you send, so I don't know. Do you see any links I send?
Nope.
No.
Oh, yeah, I did. Links, I sent four links.
Mine says, spinning, unable to send.
I sent a link to the wall game show. I sent a link of a Hey What the Fuck Man video of an elephant who sticks his trunk up some other elephant's ass, pulls the shit out and eats it.
Okay, now I know you're fucked up and you're not.
It's true. I sent a link of a screenshot of that guy who looked like the one chick from Star Wars, frozen, so you could see that it wasn't Ma, or whatever her name is. Those are all things I sent, but they didn't apparently get sent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lies.
I would send you a screenshot of all the things I sent, but I can't send you anything.
Right, yeah.
Why is that? Is it because you didn't update?
I think it's, I don't know. It's the internet.
Oh, shit. Are you going to be a Lunar Goddess Lux, Dave?
At 1350? I don't know. Maybe.
How about the Lunar Empress Lux border and icon?
Yeah, but it's another one. You know, just save a whole bunch of tokens, do some shit.
Yeah. I don't mind those. It's just an extra reason to play. You know?
But, I mean, they should just have them, like, a lot. Like, they should just have, like, okay, cool, for this week we're, you know, we're having one where you get, 100 kills or 200 assists. Cool, that one's just super easy. And then we'll give you, like, a border for, like, a week or something like that. They should just have them pretty consistently and have, like, not tied to events. Because then it gives you a little something to always shoot for.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of do that with the level up thing now, you know. See, you're at least getting something. Right. You're leveling up a little bit. But I know what you're saying. Anything else, guys, or are we done here?
Dishes are done, man.
Yeah.
All right, we can be done. Sweet, I'll go back to video games, which are always my favorite. Adam, how can people get a hold of us?
Let's see, we got a Facebook page at Geeks Next Door, and we have a email at.
We do have an email.
It's geeksnextdoorftw. That's for the win. .com.
So close, man. So close.
Almost had it.
Geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com. You were so close. So close. It was fucking better than I thought it was, though. So, cool. Awesome. Good job, guys. See everybody next week. Bye.
See you. Bye.